Welcome to another episode of Love Everyone Equally. I'm your host, Delta, a.k.a. Mrs. Delightful.
I'm the co-host, Eugene, a.k.a. The Truth.
So thanks, everyone, for joining us for another episode. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about mental health, young people not wanting to work, crime, and violence in our society today.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So do you want to ask the first question, or you want me to go ahead and ask the first question?
Do you think video games do more harm than good to society?
I think the video games, if you look at how they are, their theme is now, they're all violent. You know, it's teaching kids, it's teaching people how to commit crimes, shooting, it's teaching them how to rob and be a pimp and sell drugs. So it has a very negative psychological programming in a sense. When we was coming up, I know we played like Super Mario Brothers. Well, I mean, but the whole premise of that video game was to save the princess. So you had to go do the different challenges. You did have to defeat the evil monsters and the dragons and the mushroom looking men, and there was Pac-Man and, you know, Donkey Kong. It was never to the point of you actually seeing people blow up and you being a sniper and you know, you stealing. You actually is, you know, you're more in tune to seeing the destruction of someone else, you know, in a sense. So I think it kind of like psychologically, it has an impact on what your brain is picking up, you know, and also not just your brain, but your mood, you know, like with the music today. I know this is a little bit off topic, but it does.
It's relevant. It's very relevant.
Okay. Well, I mean, it plays a part in the way that you feel. Because I know, like, if I listen to a certain song just say I like to listen to rock. And I know back when I was younger, you know, my grandparents said that was devil music. And even with that, it makes me feel more, it amps me up mentally and physically and spiritually. And it's like I'm ready to, you know, bust out some windows or just, you know, kick holes in the walls. You know what I'm saying? It like really does have an effect on how I feel. Even like with, you know, hip hop, you know, if they're talking about killing and fighting, you do kind of feed into it. And it's like it does something to you psychologically in a sense.
Yeah, man. This about video games. When I grew up, I was a big video game person. I played video games, but at the same time, I went outside to play basketball and do other things also. So you asked me 20 years ago about video games or music, I would have probably fought against the narrative of it being bad for kids and all that, you know, because I thought it was BS. I think it's all about your mental strength and mental mind and everything. But now, sitting here today, you know, we had Elijah was a lot like me, his personality and everything. And he was playing video games since he was 5. But he did not allow video games to deter his behavior or who he was as a person. Mm-hmm. He was still a social butterfly. He still wanted to talk to people and go out, and he loved being outside and everything. So it didn't never stunt his growth socially. Of the appearance, it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like with movies and everything, it's like We like Facebook and Instagram and TikTok because it keeps your mind busy.
Yeah.
And like even when it comes to like listening to music, you listen to music because it keeps your mind, you know, busy doing listening to the melodies, the rhythm, mm-hmm. the beat, you know, so it keeps your mind busy. And, you know, more I think about the question, it's like everything affects the humans now. Mm-hmm. From video games to music to social media, all of it is creating a mental illness, growth. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you look at me like
no, I don't. Are you saying it's stunting like your growth?
No, it's like it's making the world worse because it's growing the mental illness. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because people are so addicted to social media, you know what I'm saying? People are so addicted to video games to not deal with society. People play video games and talk to people on a video game like they their best friend and never mm-hmm. met them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People can listen to music and tone out everything that's around them.
Yeah.
You know, people have, you know, fell off of fucking bridge by listening to music as they walk and not paying attention to nothing. Like, so many distractions within the world right now that it's keeping a lot of people unfocused. So it's like we walking zombies now more than we ever been. We're not, a lot of people don't want to live in this existence. So people have escape. You know what I'm saying? It's just like drugs and everything. It's like social media became a drug for people.
Yeah.
Video games just became a drug for people. And, you know, I wish that it wasn't, but it is.
I wanted to piggyback off of what you were saying with Elijah and how he played video games, but it didn't stunt his growth in a sense. It didn't affect him to the point that he wasn't, he didn't know what was morally right and what was morally wrong, what was reality and what was not reality. I think with the question, it's a very layered question because with the video games, doesn't make people do what they do. But if they're constantly being programmed and they're seeing that constantly, and then they listen to music and it's constantly talking about violence, and then when they look at TV, they're looking at shows that's constantly showing violence, and then when they look at the news, they see nothing but violence and people dying and someone getting robbed and this and that and the other. And then they go on social media and they see that play out on social media. And they hear about all these different beefs. And then when they go to school, they're being bombarded with that. When they go to work, they're being bombarded with that. When they out in their neighborhood, they're being bombarded with all this violence. It does have a impact on your mental state in a sense. And for kids, if they're constantly seeing that and they're not seeing anything positive, that's all they know in a sense. It becomes a part of their reality in a sense. They look at it as, okay, this is what I'm gonna strive to be. You know, like, 'cause when I was growing up, I mean, I wanted to be a nurse. I mean, but I had negative factors around me with not living in a good neighborhood, and, you know, my family not being financially stable to send, you know, send us to nice schools and have nice clothes and have food to eat a lot of times on the table. But we did have our grandparents that were constantly role models in our lives and teaching us right from wrong and teaching us morals and giving us those hugs and, you know, and those spankings when we did wrong. So if kids now, a lot of kids are being left to raise themselves because their parents are working or they come from a single parent home. So they're not getting that balance of both of, you know, knowing what is morally right and what's morally wrong. They're like very numb to it in a sense. So, you know, if they're constantly, if they're on a video game and they're playing it 8-10 hours a day, it does something to them in a sense, you know. And I think everything has, it does something to you because it's a stimuli, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think it does have a, I don't think it's just the video games. I think it's a lot of factors that have negative, has a negative impact on our society, which is causing it to go down the rabbit hole that it's going down.
To jump into the next question, do you think video games do more harm than good? What's your thoughts on former Disney stars' kids having psychological thoughts of former Disney kid stars having psychological breakdowns?
What is my thought on that?
Yes.
It's very telling.
What you mean?
It's very telling. If you like look at a lot, okay. So if you look at a lot of these stars, these kid stars, you hear their stories of how they were like physically abused and exploited and how it warped their minds in a sense, because it's like everybody around them were like vultures in a sense, and they was giving them what they wanted. You know, parents were more like, a lot of their parents wasn't in control of what was going on, you know, because they were so concerned. I won't say they were, a lot of them was, a lot of them were not, but a lot of them was so concerned with the money, you know what I'm saying, that they opened their kids up to be molested, to be raped, to be exploited. And a lot of these kids were doing drugs and they were doing uppers just to be able to perform. It's so deep because it's just, I know a lot of people look at them like, oh my God, they was on TV. They have everything handed to them. And even like when I was younger and I would see like some of my favorite Disney stars or, you know, kid stars, and it's just like, I want to be like them. You didn't know what was going on behind closed doors, you know. You didn't know what battles they were facing and how people were taking advantage of them, you know. And it's sad because now they're older and they're not that little cute little 10-year-old or that cute little 9-year-old girl or boy. They're kind of like washed up and pushed to the side, and they don't know how to cope because they wasn't taught the life skills of growing up. They're always considered to be that little kid in a sense. So for them, when they gravy train dried up, it's like they was left out there on their own, and it's like they don't know how to cope with life itself, daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot, and I don't want to get off topic, but it's sad because, you know, in our society, mental health is frowned upon, you know, And instead of people trying to find out what is the core of what this person is going through and why these kids are becoming drug addicts and why these kids are having mental breakdowns, people make fun of them and they become memes and they laugh at them and they like, oh, they're crazy. They're this. And it's like they have some issues that really need to be explored. You know, I mean, Hollywood is a will eat you up and spit you out in a sense. You know, you hear the stories of the horror stories of that. And I think there needs to be some type of call of action for people to have some type of mental care. Even in daily life, just us regular folks, there really do need to be like days that we have mental days that we take off, not just sick days, but mental days, because we're dealing with so much now than we ever was 30, 40 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why mental health is like such a frowned upon taboo stigma, you know.
Because the reason why it's so frowned upon in the Black community, I feel like it goes back to slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When, you know, slaves were getting ripped, you know what I'm saying? They had to stay mentally strong. Like when fathers was ripped from their families, they told them to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever look like growing up, you look at your grandmother or your granddad or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you see what they went through as a kid and how they got up every morning and, you know what I'm saying, did what they did and then went off to work. And, you know, they worked for 20, 30 years, 40 years and they held the family together and, you know what I'm saying, they did so much, you know, for you, and you saw them do so much for their family, you know, you just see strength with it and you never saw them break. You know what I'm saying? They never broke in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
They always kept the strength. So it was like, you know, you have to be just as strong as your elder. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why mental health is frowned upon, because it's like it's looked at, it's like you breaking.
Yeah, or you being weak.
Weak, yeah. And it's not that. It's more of, you know, understanding. For me, you going to see a physical therapist. You're going to see a therapist psychologically because you need direction. You need to understand something of why are you so stuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get unstuck, in a sense, out of something.
Yeah.
It could be a relationship. It can be someone passing that you love. You know what I'm saying? It can be a bad accident that you was in that you feel like you're never going to be the same. It's so many you was abused as a child. It's so many reasons why you go to therapy to try to grow within yourself. Because mm-hmm. sometimes a person can pinpoint something or see something or make you understand your habits and what needs to be broken in your habits. That's why therapists are big on writing shit down and gaining the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, our first, you know, therapist that we went to told us we need to read the book about boundaries
mm-hmm.
after just listening to us. And when she gave us that book back then, did you truly know what she meant?
Like, no.
Yeah, you didn't. It's no. Like, okay, boundaries. And then now you look 15 years later and you're like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's clicking now, but that helped you, you know, that helped me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people that frown upon therapy, you know, is ignorant in the sense of, you know, and it's a good thing for them because that keeps them motivated to know that they're doing something that nobody else is doing, standing on their own. That keeps people motivated. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not like you. I'm keeping strong. You know what I'm saying? You weak because you're going to therapy. That helps that person move forward in their day. You get what I'm saying? Knowing that they can stand on their own and you couldn't. You know what I'm saying? It's a cruel way to think of things, but that's how people look at shit. So, you know, I move on with my day and, you know, worry about me. I can't worry about others and what, you know, they feel or
mm-hmm.
or their opinion on me, because at the end of the day, they ain't gonna feed me when I'm hungry. They ain't gonna help me get up when I'm down. And they ain't gonna help me move on when I'm stuck.
Okay. But you didn't answer the question.
You talking about teen stars?
Yeah.
No, I think that, you know, you being a parent, you know, you got your kid, you think your kid is gorgeous or cute. And everything, right? Mm-hmm. And the only thing you're thinking about is you want the world to see your kid. He'll be a star once he's in action. But you never look at the other side of that coin.
Yeah.
It's two sides of that coin. And when you put people in a situation that it's a competition and it's a, you know, pretty much it's a competition. When you're in a competition, people do shit to win. People do shit to destroy you. And it's about, can you do this better than this person? And they just stuck in that. And then don't be a big star and you get a little bit of money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? And then your parents spending more money than they should because you're a kid. And you become the what is that of the family? The supporter of the family financially, like you,
the breadwinner,
mm-hmm. and your money is the reason why your family is surviving. And you 7 years old, and this goes on until you 20, and you like, hold on, dude, I'm wasting a lot of money. My mama believed in me, did what she had to do, but don't mean I need to take care of her the rest of the life. But for you to say, Mom, I can't take care of you no more, is that's destroying mentally for any child to have to break that cord for their mom, their dad, their family. That's stressful alone. And then a pervert or a pedophile, you know what I'm saying, you get one-on-one with them and you thinking you connecting with them to build the rapport for them to help you more, and then next thing you know, they raping you, or they doing something that they shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah,
because you're trying to better yourself. Now you're feeling like an idiot because you opened that door with this person. So with them having mental breaks and all that, I understand it. It ain't nothing that it doesn't shock me, and it doesn't throw me for a loop. You know what I'm saying? It's sad. But this is the world that we live in. And regardless if you want to hide it or think it shouldn't be or it ain't, it is. It is that way. People are evil. People are manipulative. People are have bad intentions for others. And
users. Don't forget that.
Users. Yeah. And the world keeps on growing in that direction because we're losing God in church and in the church. We're losing God in the schools. You know what I'm saying? We're losing God in the world. You know, a lot of things that we do, we're losing God.
Yeah, we're losing our morality. I don't think anybody has morals anymore. The morals are just being thrown to the wayside, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff that we are seeing, it's, you know, as kids, we could never see, you know, like, you know, when I was coming up, I couldn't watch grown people kiss on TV. You know, we was always told to cover our eyes.
100%.
Or if they're doing, if they're getting ready to do that act, we had to leave the room.
It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was. But
even when we got to an age of 16, 17,
if our parents
was in the room,
it's like,
and somebody and the couple start like kissing on TV, it was just like, oh my God.
Yeah,
it was like, this is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like now it's like, I just watched a kissing scene with my mom. It was nothing. Because I'm like, dudes kissing on TV, women kissing on TV, you know what I'm saying? They getting half-ass naked on TV now. It's just society has grown. But we always was warned growing up, don't be fat, don't be a mannish ass boy. Don't be what your grandma
fast.
Don't be fast. Don't be too fast. And you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was parenting and taking accountability for and caring about their children. And it wasn't just that. It was your neighbors, too. Everybody, when they said it takes a village, they really meant that back then.
Well, this is another episode.
Please like, share, rate, and support us. And we will see you on another one. Peace.
Peace.